Blog Talk Radio.
Happy to be here again. Got another week in the history books. A lot of racing going on coming up. A lot of good things. It seems like it's going to be really coming. Could be coming on strong. Closing the end of the year, before you look around, we'll have snow on the ground. We're talking about what happened and what didn't happen. I just want to get a couple things off of the issue right now. We have a few people. Got some things that's going on, trick or treat. Everybody knows about it. We have Sammy. He's got Team Diablo. They have it at Island Dragway this week. Should be very interesting. I'm actually going to go out there, going to help Sammy and him out. I'm going to be cooking turkeys. We're going to actually have candy for the kids. We're going to do a couple little things that we can do around there just to make sure everything is right in our backyard, try to keep some things in our backyard also. We also have a couple guys that are out there. We want to say, hope you get well soon. Flex, our prayers are still with you. You know, we're praying to hurry up for a speedy recovery. We also have to say this here right now. I had some sad news I had about 3 hours ago. And Mike Williams from Fayetteville, really good guy. I met him. If anybody ever met him down in Fayetteville, you know who he is. He has a little red S10 pickup truck. He has ran in the 599 class. He was really good at it. He also grudge run also. Passed away on us, and he's been trying to make it to every show he could, and he was just somebody that never had a bad word to say, always smiled, always spoke. That was a guy that I got to say, I'm going to miss him coming down there. His smile, the way he greeted you. The last show I just had, I was headed to the track that morning on Friday. And he called me, and he just wanted to tell me that he couldn't make it because he was sick. He was in the hospital, and I was like, oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that. And he said, no, I'm really trying to make it. I'm really sorry. I really want to make it. And I said, no, just get well. Just get well. Well, as he said, I got to speak to him yesterday. I felt really good about it. He sounded real good. He sounded good. I told him I had a shirt just for him. And he really was he was happy as anything. And just so happened, I ended up getting the sad news today that he passed away. He sounded so good, sounding so good of spirits, you know, and I thought for sure that everything was going to be okay. That being said, you never know. You never know when your time is up. But great guy, beautiful guy. I mean, we're going to miss you. So that's going out to Mike. Anybody that knows him knows how he was. I mean, I met him. But I would say 6 years ago, and I went out there, and he had a problem with his car. And I went over there checking it out for him, and one of the studs had pulled up out of the carburetor stud, and he was getting a vacuum leak. And I told him, that's your problem right there. Never forget it. We tried to fix it there and at the track, and ever since then, he was a real good friend of mine. I mean, there was not one bad word that guy had in his heart or a bad thing to say about anybody. It seems like he would just try to work things out. That's why I think a lot of the guys from down south is going to miss him. Everybody knows him. They know you can't say anything bad on Mike. Mike's a good guy. And we just want to say condolences to the family. And anything we can help you with, please give a call. And we have some stuff going on. I know we have a lot of agendas going on coming up. There's no doubt about it, some racing coming on. Racing Jason has been a little hot lately, so he's been on a hot streak right now. He's been doing his job. He has raced Buddy Blow. He has took out Buddy Blow. He took out H. Bird. He's been doing it. Now he stepped up back to him again. He's going to be racing Melvin this week. He's actually getting the break of the ties, and he's got to keep it. So that's going to be interesting. That's going to be at Colonial Beach down there. Sammy's got his on the Island Dragway also. He's got the index race, 10-0 index race. He's got a couple of 10-5 races. He's going to have a couple things in there. There'll be also grudge runs looking for. Cliffy, you got to give the guy credit. I don't care what nobody say. You know, he goes out there and he battles regardless. I'm telling you right now, and the guy goes out there and that's the guy who's got some heart. You know, I wish some of the other guys had heart like him, but you got a lot of guys that just want to pick on him because they know they got him covered and they know he would race. But meanwhile, you got a guy that are sitting right in the category with each other and they're scared to race each other. And that's funny how they can turn around, but they all pick on Cliffy. I'm dying to see a couple of them finally go out there, please, and hopefully they'll run each other. The same ones that have been trying to run Cliffy. You know, they talk the talk like they're a big shot, but let another car come up there with the same thing as them. They don't seem like they want to do it. So, that being said, a bunch of bullies. That's how I'll say how it is. Cliffy, you know, God bless you. I can give you credit for your props for going out there and running. Bruce actually had a little bit too much more for him, and he got the win. But Cliffy, I guess he goes out there, he battles every time. I know a couple other races was going to go off, but it didn't get to make it. Craig was supposed to race Lance and Bud Light Coop, but he had a problem, so he paid the deposits. So those deposits was paid this week. You know, that being said, now we only have a few more weeks, and it's winding down. It's starting to get cold, everybody. So let's get this in, get all the business in before we go. If anybody's thinking about going to Florida, let me know, too. We also got a bus going from Maryland. It's going to be going down, and we're all going to meet up. So that will be definitely on. There's no doubt about it. It's going to be some good racing, and the weather's going to be good this week. So I don't see why we can't see a lot of grudge runs go off this week. So I'm going to start opening up a couple mics. I'm going to open up this mic right now. 347-5810, your mic's open.
What's up, Long Island?
What's going on, Sammy? How's everything?
All right, pretty good. You got your magic box ready for this weekend?
Yeah, we'll be ready. We'll be good to go. We'll be good. Everybody, I've been telling everybody about it so they can come on down. Hopefully we can get our last bit of runs off. And, you know, I'm quite sure there was a few guys at Englishtown on Sunday, right, that was looking for the grudge run.
Yeah, there was a little bit of cars there, but they wanted a race, but there a couple of cars had problems here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully they'll show up this Saturday and get it over with this Saturday.
Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, I seen Theo and the whole crew out there with their Monza and everything. Hopefully there's something going on with them. We'll see what they want to do anything.
They said they're going to come down, so hopefully they'll be down there. Hopefully we'll get some good action. Might not be getting some locked-in races before then, but hopefully we do. But just like E-Town, it happened on spur of the moment that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We just started talking, and then let's go to the line.
Well, you got Bullwink coming out, right? He'll be back
Bullwink
out.
Bullwink said he's going to try to swing by as soon as he gets his car squared away. He's the one who had the problems here and there, but if he gets it squared away, they'll show up. And pretty much, what else? Yeah.
I think you got Theo with the 49. Theo with the 49, he'll be out there. You got the Monza, he'll be out there to have. So, you know, you're going to have a you guys out there that's really looking, play around. I got a couple cars I'm bringing out there myself. I got a little stock block Mustang I'm bringing, on motor or juice, either way. You're looking to play around a little bit.
Lance Summers is gonna bring a couple cars down.
Okay. Then I have
so far we're getting calls. We got cars coming down.
Yeah, I have Phil. Yeah. Since his birthday is that weekend, I guess he's gonna be there too. So, and pretty
we'll
sure
party,
I know.
We'll party up with him then.
Yeah.
He can have a little party.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah, so that'll be it. That'll be his little 18th birthday, so he'll be coming out. He'll be ready. He'll play around and look for a little action.
That means he can't sit with the kids no more and paint pumpkins.
No. He definitely out of that one.
He's out of that one,
He's definitely
right?
out of that one. But no, it should be good down there. You want to tell us what you got told us, too? Because I really didn't know. I know you had the class of indexes and whatever class you have. Can you tell us what you got going on?
I got a stock block. A little stock block class. There's no rules to that. Just stock block. And, you know, the big block, the small block, they get a little spot. Yeah. Tire size, whatever it is. I'm not gonna say, oh, you can't come with this size tire. Whatever tire they come with, they come with. Just got to be a stock block.
Mm-hmm.
Big block gives the small block the break.
Okay.
What else is there?
Then 8 mile quarter.
No time. All 8 mile. 8 mile nose. 20.
Okay.
The 8 mile for that stock block class. And then you got the 8 mile is the 28, 275. Bring enough and win. Try to win.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got... Then we got what else is there? Then I'm going to have the 10-0, the Pro Dial,
mm-hmm.
index racing there. And it's a $50 buy-in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to put another $50 on top. So that's whoever puts in 50, it'll be 100 and winner take all.
Okay.
And there's going to be an extra bonus payout of 500 bucks each class to the winner. Besides that, I was just saying.
Okay.
So say we got 10 cars in a class. That's $1,000 plus. That's another $500. So that's $1,500 for the class right there.
Okay.
Automatic.
That sounds good.
It's a good payout. It's a guaranteed 500 plus your buy-ins.
I guess I'll be going in a 10-0 class.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm going to try my luck on Pro Dial. If I have time. And if you have time, you got to sit in front of that magic box. And cook
Yeah, you know, I'll be okay. I'll be good in between. I'll be good. I'll have it right.
I just picked up some turkeys today.
Some
19-pound turkeys. Picked up a whole bunch of them today.
Okay.
So I'll let them defrost, and hopefully tomorrow... If they defrost, I'll be cleaning them up and spicing them up.
Sounds good.
Some mac and cheese,
a lot of the guys
some rice.
Are talking about it. A lot of guys coming
down.
Like
you said, Joe, you got to feed the races too.
Oh yeah.
Gotta
give them something for their money's worth. Come on.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it
make
goes.
Sure the kids. I feel bad for the parents because after that Saturday. The kids are gonna have to be in the dentist in the following week or some shit like that because how much candy is gonna be there?
Oh, that ain't good.
I'm gonna have a lot of candy for the kids. A whole lot of candy. And you know what I do for a living? I sell candy for a living.
Wow.
So I'm gonna bring a lot of candy.
Okay.
You
know, that sounds good.
It's gonna be good.
What time
does
the gates open? That's what we need to know.
9 o'clock in the morning. Racing will start at 11, depending how everything goes, and it will shut down at 5, but maybe it'll stretch it out to 6. I want to get people, a lot of people want to leave, take their kids trick-or-treating or whatever they got to do in the neighborhood,
yeah.
So It'll be five from 11. What racing starts at 11. We're gonna go to 5. If everything goes well and racing keeps going, we're going to 6. We'll stretch it out.
Okay, that sounds good.
Another hour, maybe another hour and a half. But it's gonna be good weather. We're gonna be in the 60s. All nice and sunny.
Okay.
That's gonna be a good day. The sun is going to be a little cool out, and the sun is going to be beating, so it's not going to be so bad. It's not going to be that cool.
That's what we want.
It's good race
weather. That's
what
we want.
That's what I think. And this time the track will be hooking because it's not going to be hot, and they're going to make sure they prep that track good. And we'll see how it goes from there. I spoke to her this morning. She says she's going to do everything she could to get it right. And we're going to go from there. And hopefully, I know people are going to have fun. They're going to have a lot of fun. Just running around talking shit, racing. Whatever happens, happens. Any grudge races go, grudge races happen.
Okay.
Pretty much
that's
it.
I'm trying to work on for the 8th. Also, that these guys, everybody was trying to get their runs off. For Cecil County on the 8th. I know a lot of guys want to go. Buddy Light Coop. And a couple of guys already been talking about it. So it looks like it's going to be able to work. So I think that's going to happen. I know I'm going to open up one of the mics because I know he's on here now. Stefano, your mic is open also.
Come on, Giant?
Stefano, your mic is open.
Okay, go ahead.
Stefano, your mic is open.
Hold on 1 second, Joe.
All right, I'll click you back. You tell me when you come back.
Okay.
The eighth, I already spoke to Jeff about it, so we're going to confirm me and Jeff on the 8th, hopefully Tuesday. By Tuesday, we'll confirm.
Okay.
For me and Jeff Rogers to go back out there. And the mistress for that day, too.
Nice.
So I might have two races that day.
Everybody's been asking. So what I'm going to do is I got to see what the heck is going to go. I got a few guys that's calling me, and they've been asking me, want to come up. And they want to get their last races off, and I can't blame them, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm going to be real about it. Cecil County, you know, it works. You ain't got to worry about track prep, nothing. You know, everything's going to be there. You know, Jim Hall, he's going to make sure that thing is right when he goes there. And that's all I can say, you know. It's going to be good.
Anybody else you want to call out? Who, me?
Anybody else you want to call out?
There's pretty much no call out. I already spoke to, Carmen. I already spoke to, Jeff Rogers, and then I think Billy spoke to Kevin Hunt.
Okay.
So if it works out, we got those three.
Nice.
The day comes out good, and the weather is good,
and then you have Mike Brown and the Carolina Killers on top.
And Carolina Killers on top, so it's going to be a good day.
Yeah, it's going to be a few people coming out. Everybody's been talking about coming. They want to play around, so we're going to find out. I mean, it's going to be interesting.
It's not over for me yet until they say the track is done and we're done for the season. If the weather's still good, I'm going to be at the track. At some track looking for a race.
Okay, that sounds good.
Any weather that's 50-plus at a good track, I'm there.
Yeah, you know, that's what I say.
Still got my car, we still got to finish off with 50's car. We have a couple of still races to finish off before the year's out.
Okay. That sounds perfect.
If The Rock wants to bring out the, what do you call it, that Darth Vader, the Zephyr, he could take the next lane too.
Okay.
Yeah, so, or whatever it is.
Well, I'm going to have to get hold to a couple of the guys in like another half an hour or so. I'm going to make sure. I know a lot of guys that were coming on tonight from North Carolina was going to come on, but it was a big surprise to them. To hear Mike went to fast that fast. I mean, guy was just talking, cheerful, everything, and now he passed away. I know they were out there. They definitely wanted to come, but we're going to say our prayers for Mike. So, and he would want it no other way. He good guy. And we're gonna work as much as we can to get everything else going on. And I'm gonna see. Yeah, and the track will be fully prepped on that day also. So everything that day is gonna be some good stuff going on. You know, so it's gonna be really, really good. So that day, it should be pretty good at Cecil, so we should be able to get some people to come out and do what they wanted to do. So it should be interesting that day. So I will be getting hold to Carolina Killers and Mike. So it seems like everything's a go for them. They're already locked in, so that's a good, should be a good thing. So the 8th, they will be able to run. There's going to be no problem. And you said the mistress and you and the other one, so that's going to be interesting there too. That would be perfect. So we'll definitely get everything going. So let me see if he opened up his phone. I see he clicked on one button still again. Stefano, your mic's open.
Yes, sir. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How you doing?
Good. I've been working
the phone.
I called
you earlier, but you were talking on the phone to a customer.
Yeah, one of my guys. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So what do you got going on over there?
Not really. Just another day, another dollar. You know what I mean? Grinding it out. I know, I heard from Carmen and Joe and those guys about the 8th. But at the time, you know, we were unsure of what was going on. So, you know, we just got to make sure that, you know, we get this thing organized where they know now that it's back on because Carmen had called me, you know?
Yeah.
So
well,
I'll let those guys know. That it's back on,
yeah, well,
and, you know.
I got Sammy on the phone now, and he said he just had talked to Carmen and all of them, so he says he's running.
Yeah, well, I think that's why he called me the other night, because originally, you know, like I said, there was a little bit of confusion, if you know what I mean. So,
yeah.
We still got to work out a few things, but other than that, though, I can't see, you know, it looks like it's going to be a perfect day, you know. And I believe, like I said, the gates are going to be opening up at 7:30 or 8 o'clock. Till 5 because it's a Sunday, like I said, it's an early day there. So, he has no problems opening up the gates, you know, between 7:30, 8 o'clock to get guys in so we get right on the track, you know.
Okay. No problem. That'd be fine. That'll be fine for all these guys so they ain't got to worry about a slick track or anything.
I'll be there Saturday morning.
There you go.
You'll be out there racing Saturday?
Yeah, they have that the Index Super Saturday.
Yeah, that's their last one, so the track is definitely going to be on kill. Because you got all the 10.5,
yeah.
So, yeah, I forgot all about that.
They're going to have the 275, the Ultra, 10.5.
Yeah, the whole program.
So the whole program is on that Saturday. So the track will be on kill that day, big time.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'll be there Saturday. So it looks like I'll be at a hotel staying waiting for Sunday to come.
Well, you know the casino ain't that far from there.
Nope. It's about 20 minutes away.
Yeah, the casino ain't that far away. That's going to be interesting now. Now you're going to make me come out there. Oh, man.
I'm going to have to hold some of your money before you go gamble it away all over there.
Yeah, we got to see. I got to talk to Jim and see what the heck can the car stay overnight over there or whatever. I'm not sure. We got to see what's going on.
It's about like $80 a night there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was just wondering if the car's somewhere they could stage the cars over there or something. Maybe we or all of us get together or something. Have somebody, you know. Have somebody watch a guard on the cars so they don't got to worry about the cars and go ahead and, you know, that would be something good.
Well, I know you can leave the car. Like I said, if you're there Saturday, they lock the gate. Nobody, like after a certain time, like say if you were in a motor, you know, if you're in a motor home or whatever, at a certain time they lock the gate, you can't get out of the track. So, and I know over the years there hasn't been issues there. So, like I said, you know, it's not like you're going down to the House of Hook or whatever, where every other time in Mississippi where, you know, shit just disappears, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the only thing. That's what we want to make sure.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. As long as we can have that safe and nobody's got to worry about it, that'll be perfect. It will be perfect. But that being said, it should be an interesting week. And like I said, it's a trick or treat week this week. So somebody's going to get a trick and somebody get treated. It's going to be funny. It's going to be interesting this week. We got a lot of guys that said they're coming, so a lot of guys are coming out, want to come out with their cars, you know. I mean, they want to play around. This is the weather right now. This is it. You have no other than November, December. Boy, December's right around the corner. You ain't going to get too many good days like this. So I think everybody's trying to push to come out. Like I said, I'll be out there bright and early, making sure everything, what else we need. So there ain't no doubt about it. Early Saturday morning, I'll be there. And I will get everything else going on. I'm going to keep the show on for a little while longer because I have to call down to Mike's family, the family down there. Because when Mike called me, I made sure, you know, we stayed good close. I just want to make sure that everything's all right. The last phone message I got, you know, he texted me, so that was yesterday. And I got to really get on top of that. It was a good friend, so I can't turn around. That's one thing I got to say. So if anybody, I will find out more information when everything's going on. And like I said, condolences to the family. A lot of the guys were shocked. Didn't even know. Nobody knew about it down there. It was 1, 2, 3. It just happened so quickly. Great, great guy. Next year, we got a lot of little secrets going on. I mean, there's a lot of little planning. I got something different. I still won't let it out. But I got some really good stuff coming in. And that being said, sometimes you don't like to be let it out yet. I don't like anybody throwing something else around, trying to do the same as me. I'd rather wait until I get it all done. Then if they want to copy, go ahead. But right now, I got a good one, and it's going to work out really good. And there's a few guys that's ready for it already, so it's going to be an interesting year, 2016. I can promise you that. It's going to be very interesting and very exciting. We should have a ball about it. I got to say one thing. Sammy and crew, I got to definitely take my hats off to you guys, Race of the Year. Your group, they definitely did it. Team Diablo, Team G, they did their thing. They were the ones that won the money, $500. I got to also give it out to Sammy for won the cook contest. He won a couple of cooking contests. Daryl's mom, Miss Reed, she put it down on the rib contest. She did her thing. Sammy's wife, she won the cake contest this year. You know, she did her thing. She was really good. Race of the year, race of the day. I mean, Jeff Rogers, Calvin from the Wolf Pack, they split it on one of them. It was great. The last one we had Tony Bynes was ended up being the racer in Maryland. That was a great one. You had Sammy and him had killed that one. He had with the Mustang when he ran Baby Django and the crew over there. He had one. He had $50,000 and the beginning of the year in Fayetteville, they won one. At Fayetteville, this last one, Phil Gray, he won one. So it was a great year. It was really good for everybody, and I'm glad everybody it wasn't dominated, but it was pretty much dominated, you could say, in a way. But it spread it out pretty good. It's going to be a little changes on certain things. Next year, we're going to have individual. If that group is going to be just one person and we think about doing it that way, it's going to be one thing. We got a couple other things that we're going to also try something different. It's a couple things we're going to try a little bit to tweak everything. And if anybody else have any input to go what we try to do, I definitely want to do it. Oh, I forgot. I did mess up one other one. Kenny, the gumbo champ. They've been calling about him for the gumbo for I don't know how long. Now that it's getting cold, everybody wants gumbo. I'm like laughing about it. I was like, oh my God. He is sought after right now for the gumbo. That was another one. I mean, there's been things that going on that a lot of people have been telling me, calling me up. I didn't know you do this. I didn't know you that. Yeah, we do. And we're going to keep continuing. Try to make it a little bit better every time. Mm-hmm. I'll change around little things. And we'll see what happens next year, 2016. 2016 looks very promising. Me and Larry T has been talking about a few things that we want to try. We actually got a bus going to Florida. We're going to leave from Maryland and head all the way down to Florida. We're going to work out a trip together so some of the people that don't want to drive sit on the bus, relax. It's going to be everything's going to be taken care of and rooms and all be included. So you can get in touch with me later on about that. I'll let them know and get the number and let them have everything what they want. Mm-hmm. They can know what they got to do. So we're going to definitely be going down the Baldy's race. We're actually going to be cooking, me and Larry and a few of the guys. We're going to actually cook for all our guys, so whoever's down there, anybody, you know, the races, you come on down and don't worry about it. Come see us and eat. We're not asking for nothing, and that's how it's going to be. We're down there together. Family thing, that's how it's going to be all the time. Not asking for a thing. I'm glad Sammy's like the same way. I like how he does his style. He's the same way. There's so many promoters out there that you we can call out and say that they're doing something for the races and just tell me what have they done. But, you know, I could say it like Janet Jackson, what have you done for me lately? And then you just look at it and you say, wow, he has done nothing. And, you know, that's what I don't believe in. Got to give something back. And I don't believe in putting the pressure on the races either. I don't believe in that, so there's no reason for that. So I don't believe in jacking up the prices on the races. I believe in giving them a good, decent payout. The fans, they deserve a good show, so in order to give them a good show, you'd like to treat the races like quality, really, and, you know, fans also. But I definitely like to have the races feeling very welcome to the track, and you try to give them a little priority. I mean, if anybody knows, the gate fee is not big. Anytime you ever see us, what we do, whether we're in Fayetteville, it's $20 a race. You know, I try to keep it down as low as I can. You know, anything like that, and that's it. I don't want to turn around and put so much jack up on somebody, and already they're coming down the road and whatever. You know, prices are already high, so why am I going to turn around and kill them and they're coming all the way down? So. Any which way we can help you. If you think you can make it better, if you need to tell me something, I'm open for suggestions anytime. I'm always looking for to really do a little bit more every time I can do it. That being said, some of the guys out there that really looked out, that really helped me out, and you guys know who you are. I might miss some of their names. Crunch. Little Boss Hog, you know, Mike Brown, Young Stang and the crew. Those guys are sticking behind me. Jason, Stefano for Pizza Gangster. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. June Harrell, Disturbing the Peace crew, the Long Island boys, I got to give them all credit. You guys really did your job this year, and you represented well. Next year, I hope to make it even better for you guys. I'm looking to really step it up a bit. I've been talking to Leroy from Chi-Town, Little Tony and the crew, and we're working on something that we might be taking. We should have, if everything works out, we're going to end up getting a car carrier. And I want to take our best six cars over to Chicago, and we're going to meet up, and we're going to do something like an ultra race there. And we're actually going to take care of almost over half of the or half of it for the guys to travel and get them there. And that's going to be something that our main concern is. And we want to want you guys coming out there and representing towards the Northeast, and we're going against the West Coast this time. It's not going to be the same. It's going to be a little something different, but we're definitely going to be bringing a few cars. When we find out that they have nitrous small blocks, that's what we're going to bring. If they have a small block motor car, that's what we're looking to bring. If it's a big block car, that's what we're bringing. If it's a pro mod car, that's what we plan on taking. We're going to help out a couple of our guys out. The guys have been supporting us. We're going to actually turn around and we'll have like a little committee, and then we'll just have pick them out, and we'll go from there. We'll make sure that you guys get there and don't have to worry about it. Not asking for a dollar, not making a dollar. We just actually turn around, going to turn around, and we're going to go out to their show and they'll show back and show support to our show. And that's how we're going to do it, supporting one another. It's going to be a little bit different, and those guys are the ones, our Motor City Mafia, they look out, and I don't mind going to them, and they don't mind coming to me. That's what the name of the game is. And you can make everything, can make it grow, can make it have fun, and that's what I want to be. I'm not going to go for, I'm not going to tell you a lie, I'm not going to certain places. I'm not going to turn around and support something that somebody don't come back and support us. I'm not going to do it because grudge racing is supposed to grow. It's supposed to be one big family, and that's what I want it to be. So I want to turn around, and I mean, there's so many people I met out on the West Coast, so many people I met on the East Coast, so many people I went down South. It's one of those things now that you want to just turn around, and it's almost like a big picnic, family reunion. We're going to have fun about it. And we're gonna make it look a little different, and it should be a little bit funner. If you look at NHRA, if you look at any of the events now, if you look at it now, and they've been talking about, oh, grudge run this. You know, all of a sudden it's grudge runs. Why all of a sudden? Because it's dead with the other stuff. Nothing's been going on. Nothing's been happening. It's dead. How can I say? It's almost like a money game. It's who's got the most money, and if you can't compete with the money, then you can't compete with them. And that's why they all of a sudden now they're coming with the grudge thing and coming in. Same thing, that being said, street outlaws, whatever you want to call that. That's your cup of tea, Myself, I see them going around and they pick and choose what they want, and that's not good. I mean, that's not kind of considered grudge racing to me. Anybody knows, grudge racing, like they said, is cash on the line. None of this stuff that, oh, it was fake, you can't turn around, you got to give the money back. No. You do your thing, And that's it. So that being said, we're going to keep it 100%. And like they say, it's all about the hustle. So how you trick the guy, how you turn around and run, how you bring your car and present it, that's on you. And that's what it's going to be, more excitement. But if you turn around, if you're going to turn around and you're just going to lay it down online and we're just running, there's nothing to lose. So there's no excitement. So that's my whole thing there. So it's going to be a little different. Things are going to work out. I think it's going to be a better year next year. I see it's been really good. And there's a couple guys that are true to the game. And, you know, I see guys beat up Crunch. I see guys beat up him. You know what? They can say what they want to say. This is no lie. He does what he does. He tells you at the heart what he does. And when he does race, they race it. It's not no set race. Not in order to see a match race or anything like that. They're telling the truth what they're doing. And the excitement is there. Everybody knows. I don't care if you turn around and you got $500 up at the line. If you're betting $500, it's a gamble you're taking. And that's more excitement. But if you got nothing at the line, it's nothing to even watch. It's not no excitement just because two cars went down. But when you got somebody who's got something to lose, oh, my gosh. bragging rights money. Oh, it's something. It's really worth it. I don't care if it's $100. That is grudge racing. That's the real thing with the excitement. Something to lose. So that being said, that's what's going to happen next year. Just like the cooking contest, there was a lot to lose. You know, your reputation's on the line. Ask Walter Mann. He can tell you. He said he's coming back next year. Let's see what's going to happen. He didn't get in that one contest. He said he was getting in the ribs. He didn't get to make the ribs. He didn't get to make the chicken. He talks about how good his chicken was. He talked about how good his ribs was. But Walter Mann, I have yet to see you put up. So we're waiting for you. We'll be hope to see you come in one of the contests real soon. And my hat's off, like I said, my hat's off to her. Miss Reed, she did her thing. She took over the finale money, $400, you know, the grand money that we had the last one. She did her thing on the ribs. She laid it down. I got to say, a lot of the guys backed out because they heard she was cooking. Next year, I want to tell you, Miss Reed, I wasn't prepared for it. I wasn't going to be in the contest, but next year I will have my ribs marinated or whatever contest. I'm going to make sure I have mine marinated like her, and I'm going to give you a run for your money. So we will see next year. If anybody has anything to say right now, come on, feel free, because I'm going to have the mics. I'm going to open up the mics. If not, I'm going to be closing the show early because I'm going to make sure I get hold to the family, Mike Williams' family. If anybody's out there, Daryl Reed, make sure you give me a call later on tonight. I want to make sure I get everything all ironed out for you for the race there on the 8th. I think everything's going to go. So I want to make sure I get you guys out and get them all going. So that being said, if anybody wants to speak, push the 1 button. And you come on. Do you have anything else, Sammy, to say?
No, not much. I don't have not much, but I'm going to tell you something now. Next year, I'm not going to miss not even one event. I'm going to be on every single one, and I'm going to make sure I take home every single cooking contest home, every race of the day, race of the team, everything.
Okay. I'll tell you, look, I heard there's a stiff competition coming out now. I heard next year already. I heard some people have been, oh my gosh.
Walter Mann, as soon as Walter Mann finds out that I'm showing up, he ain't going to show.
Oh, yeah.
Walter Mann in the
bushes. I already told him that, you know. We already heard about his chicken.
He almost bit his fingers off that day. When he was eating my chicken. Right, remember that one?
Yeah, I know he turned around. He was talking about how great his chicken was, and the chicken didn't even make it to the track. The chicken flew out the window. Chicken flew out the window. Uh-oh, I see I got a phone number called up. Let me see. I'm going to let him come in. This might be your buddy here. 443-9886. Your mic's open.
Jamie, what's up, buddy?
How's everything?
Jamie.
How's everything?
How you doing, Joe? You there?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Hey, Sammy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
There's one you ain't going to win, though.
What is this? Which one is that?
That's the seafood. If he has another seafood one, you know that. No.
What we're talking about? Well, we're not going to win. What I'm not going to win?
He's not going to win. He's gumbo. That's gumbo, man.
The gumbo is going to kill you.
I ain't competing with him anymore. That's it. He's done. I'm not messing with him.
Okay.
Me and him, we're going to have to compete against steaks this year. No gumbo. Steaks.
No gumbo?
No, we're going to do steaks this year. Me and you are going at it with steaks, one-on-one.
Yeah, I wish I could have made Fayetteville, because I wouldn't have backed down from no woman. Respect.
Me neither.
Yeah,
shit happened with me. I was a little pissed I didn't show, but I didn't get nothing.
Yeah.
We didn't get no races that day, so... You know,
yeah,
my wife
could have
been
playing
when
we
out
first go camping. So, and then on Thursday she says, "You won't be mad if we don't go." And I was mad at first, but you know, it was too late then for me to, you know, go, because my ribs would have had to marinate for at least 4 days for them boys to be killer. So,
Joe, we're gonna have to drag them to Ireland because I got some ribs. I'm gonna have them marinating by tonight for Saturday. And he's gonna try my ribs. He's gonna run away.
Yeah, what is that?
He's not gonna
when
show
is,
up.
When is your
that?
Is that
we,
next
they're doing it this Saturday at Island
Saturday. I'm not gonna be able to make this again. Halloween.
We're gonna have to FedEx some ribs to his house for him.
Yeah.
Make him taste.
Yeah,
I gotta come out there anyhow.
I gotta get some strawberries.
You know, the sad thing about it is, I even bought a special machine for that event. I told Joe about it too. Remember, Joe?
Yeah, he did.
I bought a special cooker
for
off of QVC just for them ribs.
Just for the ribs, huh?
Just for the ribs. I mean, you can cook everything on it. You can cook all kinds of stuff on it. You know what I mean?
Nice.
I mean,
you know what's the best machine out there?
Huh?
You know what's the best machine out there?
What's that?
Joe's Magic Box.
Yeah. This is like that, but the only difference is you plug it in.
Ah, lazy man.
It's a smart
man. Wait. My mother got that. It's like a glass. And my mother's got that. It's like a grill, right? With the glasses on top and the things like the motor on top of it.
Oh, no, this is a little different. This got a door, and it opens up. And then you preheat it. You open the door up. You put your food in there, and then and on the side of it has a little thing that you turn and you pull out. That's where you put your wood chips, and you push it back in. And you turn it, you know, that locks it in, and then the wood chips fall down in this pan where they heat up. You know, the element that's down on the bottom, it heats up all the wood chips, and it's a smoker. Oh,
okay,
it's cool.
No, you ain't got that one.
Oh yeah, it's slow cooking.
Wow.
It takes about 4 hours. I'm going to tell you what, when they come out, they're good. They're real good.
You know what?
We might have to get you
to come up to Cecil County over here.
Yeah. We all have a race.
We're going to be jumping off on the 8th.
Hey, I got to come down there.
Joe, when I made the beef ribs in the magic box, it's at Yellow Bullet. You know, the meat was falling off the bones.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about the box Joe got. That box
Joe
uses forgot? Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I bet you they are tender in that thing. They ain't got no
twist. They come out nice and tender. They come out juicy and tender.
Yeah, see, this has a pan down in the bottom that's made inside of it that you fill it full of water to. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty cool for what it is.
Okay.
Joe, we have to go check out that box.
I think we got to look at that.
Yeah, you got to have a generator
We got to take a ride to his house and check out that box, and he can make us some ribs.
Oh, yeah. I'll send you a picture of it. He can send it to you. Show you what it looks like. It's pretty cool, though.
We put all kinds of stuff in there.
Well, you know what? Let's see what happens, because if the H seems like it's going to be something jumping, I'm going to have to get you to come down anyhow.
You ever had homemade smoked macaroni and cheese?
No, I haven't.
Oh, boy, is that good. It smokes the top of the cheese. It cooks it, and then it smokes the top of the cheese. It gives it a smoky flavor. Oh, that's good.
Really?
Oh, yeah, we done cooked the brisket in it. Homemade macaroni and cheese.
You're calling me out on
macaroni
and cheese?
Oh, I'm calling you out on the macaroni and cheese. This macaroni and cheese was good.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. It was a big old block of cheddar cheese just grated up that was put in there.
I put like 4 different kinds of cheeses in mine.
Yeah. It was good. You put 4 kinds?
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. I know you got some macaroni and cheese makers, but I don't know. You might got your
I'm
hands
gonna
full.
I'm going to have some on Saturday. Saturday, I'm going to have some macaroni and cheese.
What kind of cheese do you use?
Oh, you use cheddar?
use Monterey Jack, depending. Sometimes I use provolone in there, Swiss. I mix it up here and there.
See,
whatever I get my hands on.
Now, I'm going to tell you something right now. I know this woman, she can use all those good cheeses, but she told me she want the big box cheese. She don't want nothing else. She want the one in the box.
Huh.
So back in the day, they used to say welfare cheese. That's what you always hear. She wants that kind of cheese. Whatever kind that is in that box, she wants that box. And I'm telling you right now. I don't know what it is, but I can tell you right now, I can eat that macaroni cheese all day long. I like it when it gets burnt right at the crisp, like the crust on the top. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's
I like mine.
It's like a brown top of it, but it's smoked.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what it
that's
is the smoked
cheese. That's
cheddar
what
cheese,
I want.
Macaroni and cheese.
Okay.
Oh, man, you guys. See, now you guys are hungry.
Look,
come downstairs and go. And go
look, we might have to mess around. Look, I might mess around on Cecil County. We might mess around. I don't care. And maybe make a macaroni and cheese out there. We might try that.
Might bring something out there. We might put some things in it and cook them up.
Yeah, look, I'd like to try that.
Bring it out there. I got a generator. I'll bring a generator. Ain't no problem.
I have my generator there. Don't worry about it. I got my generator there.
Hey, I'll bring food too. I'll bring some.
Yep.
Hey, we're going to do it. I want to try this. Well, I got to taste this now.
Can I stick a leg of lamb in there?
What's that saying?
Can I stick a leg of lamb in that box of yours?
What?
Can I put a leg of lamb in there?
Yeah, you might have cut a little bit of the leg, more of the leg off to get it up in there, but yeah. It's not real super big, but it's pretty big.
You know what?
You can take some shells out. It has, like, individual shells, and you can put, I think, it's a 20-pound turkey up inside that bugger and cook it.
Yeah. Right now I got six of them sitting over here. 20-pound turkeys, 19-pound turkeys.
Yeah.
Waiting for them to defrost.
Yeah, I never did get to try the turkey down there at the Buzz Creek.
You didn't get to try that
right?
Yeah, I was loading up the golf cart, and a little Donald, I'm like, where the hell is little Donald at? Where the hell is little Donald at? He was over there eating turkey the whole time.
Donald grabbed a whole leg. He looked at the running.
Yeah,
and Calvin ran him down.
He said, you missed the turkey. I said, I did. He said, I was wondering where you were.
What did he say about the turkey?
Oh, he said it was good. He liked it. Yep, I thanked him. I said, oh, thanks a lot for looking out.
Thanks for looking out for your boy, right?
Oh man. Yeah, I haven't talked to Donald in a while. I gotta give him a call too. I gotta make sure I get in touch with him. No, I seen the car all up.
He had it out a couple Fridays ago. Yeah. Yeah, give him a call. Talk to him about it. He had it out a couple Fridays ago.
Okay. Yeah, you've been playing around with it, huh?
Yeah. I'll let them tell you about it.
Okay. Now I saw Hell Yeah look like he's been back out again.
Nah, he ain't back out yet.
Is that something old? That's an old pitcher?
It must be. Unless he doesn't come out and he ain't said nothing to nobody, but what I mean? Unless he doesn't went out on his own, snuck out, you know, just do something.
Okay.
But I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Of his own, he don't want nobody else, you know.
Yeah, he might be doing a little testing on Sneak Tip. But otherwise, you guys have been good. I'll tell you what, it's gonna be an interesting year next year. I promise you that. Everybody will be waiting for it. You know.
It's fun.
I mean, we're actually our first one, believe it or not, we're going to do a turkey barbecue. So that's what we're doing. First one will be a turkey barbecue. Yep. cooked the best turkey volley.
Where's that going to be, Joe? Fayetteville?
Well, it seems like it'll be Fayetteville. That's going to be the opening day, I think, pretty sure. It's going to be that one. That's a turkey barbecue.
Joe, but Joe, if anybody takes the turkey at Island this week, they might not even join the contest.
Look, I got two guys in down south that did it. And their barbecue is totally different. I tried theirs. It was pretty good. It was good, but I told them, I said, I don't know if you can mess with what we had. I said, we cut ours with a plastic fork and a knife. They thought I was kidding. They thought I was lying about it. The only thing was left was a carcass. I told them.
Who walked away with the bone?
Yes,
who's walking away with the bone?
The bone? Somebody asked for the bone so they could suck on the bone. And that's the God honest truth. I'm not going to call his name out, but he lives in Mount Vernon. And I thought he was lying. I thought he was bringing it to the dog or something. He was sucking on the carcass. I was like, holy cow. The lamb bone in that. Yeah. They said, that's all the juices. You're missing everything. I was like, wow. Okay. That's a new one to me. That was real interesting. I'll leave that one alone.
He was sucking that bone. He was sucking that moist bone marrow out of that thing. That's what he was doing.
I couldn't believe it. You know what? I know you know what a lamb bone looked like. Can you imagine this guy walking around with a lamb bone sucking a big bone?
Yeah,
I
crazy.
Said, wow, that looked like something from the Flintstones.
Yeah, I did get a taste of that lamb. That lamb leg that Sammy cooked. That was good.
Yeah.
At first, I thought, you know, stuff like that, and you know, I've eaten rabbit, I've eaten squirrels, I've eaten all kinds of stuff. So you're thinking lamb, okay? This what's this going to taste like? You know, but actually, it was pretty good. I liked it. It's definitely in the way you season it. You know what I mean? Because if not, I've had goat before, and goat's a little almost tastes like how the goat smells. And so it was, you know, it was cooked good though. It was spicy. It was like a soup this guy made, and it had chickpeas in it and all kinds of stuff and like seven different spices, and it didn't even taste like goat. You didn't even think if he wouldn't have said it was goat, you'd have never known it was goat what you were eating.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you, I ate some food now. I'm gonna at my uncle's house and. That's why when I go there, I always say I'm not hungry. He didn't tell me nothing. I'm sitting at the table, and I'm eating. I'm telling you right now, I thought I was eating beef, and I was eating snapper turtle.
Snapper turtle.
I nearly did it.
Snapper turtle,
I thought I
got seven different types of meat.
Yep.
Have you ever had snapper turtle soup?
Well,
Joe,
he had it like a stew.
Have you ever...
Yeah,
it should have had seven different flavors in there. Should have been beef, chicken. They have seven. A snapping turtle has seven different types of meat taste.
Well,
beef,
I can tell you,
chicken.
I got to the beef, and that was as far as I went. I couldn't eat no more after that. What did he tell you? It was turtle.
Huh.
I went to his house one day, and he's cooking. I said, smell the onions and everything. I said, as much as it's smelling so good. I cannot eat. He had the raccoon. I said, nah, I'm sorry.
So,
I said, oh,
so
can't touch
I'm eating dinner right now. You can stop talking about that stuff,
man. I cannot mess with that. I can't. Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. So, don't get me wrong. I have ADS, so I can't say that. Venice,
yeah,
I have
ADS. I've never done raccoon or no possum or nothing like that, but there's people out there that eat it, not me.
Oh, let me tell you, these guys over here love it. They love it. Yeah,
I mean,
love that raccoon.
I guess anything, if you cook it the right, you know, a certain way, it's probably all good. I mean, you know.
I ain't going to say anything. I ain't going to say anything.
Don't say no more. That's it. Next caller.
Look, I don't think you can cook a seagull. That one bird, I don't think you can cook.
Gumbo Man, are you coming with Jeff on the 8th? Are you going to bet with me?
You talking about what?
Uh-oh. You know about Jeff? Jeff Rogers versus him on the 8th.
November 8th?
Yeah.
Hopefully, if everything goes well. Not confirmed yet, but by this week we'll confirm it. By next week will be confirmed.
Huh. I'm not sure yet. I'll talk to Jeff.
He called me this afternoon.
Did he?
Yeah. Huh. He called him this afternoon.
Yeah. Oh, you ready to do something, huh?
Yeah, he said he wants to skin me. I said I'm gonna chop the head. I'm gonna chop his head off.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we'll see what happens. We'll confirm everything by Monday, Tuesday, or something like that.
Sounds good.
So,
alrighty.
So make sure Gumbo Man is there. What's that? Make sure Gumbo Man bets with me.
Oh, what? So chop some food?
I'm going to chop his head off.
Who's that?
He's going to chop Jeff's head off.
Oh, nah. That ain't going to happen. Jeff comes to school somewhere. 9 times out of 10, he ain't going to make the trip for nothing. You know what I mean?
He's going to be making this trip. He's going to come and lose some money. Now he's going to chop his head off.
Uh-huh. Sometimes it happens. That's all part of grudge racing, but
we got to see this one. Oh man! All right. Well, I'm going to be closing the show down early tonight.
All right,
because I got to make sure. I don't want to call over there too late to Mr. Williams' house. So we will be touching base next week, or some of us will be seeing each other on Saturday. If not, I will be talking to everybody on next Tuesday.
All right, Joe, you take care, and I'll talk to you next Tuesday. Tell your wife
Okay, I definitely will. You know, I gotta make sure I catch up to you, Kenny, too, because I got to go get another, what was the tropical one that you had?
Oh, yeah. That was mango.
Mango?
Peach mango. Yeah, I think it was peach mango.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm laughing my head off.
If I end up driving down to Florida, I'll have a bunch. But, you know, I'm not sure yet. If I fly,
uh-oh,
I definitely have some.
I'll see you at Cecil County if not.
Yep.
All right, everybody, I'm going
to
say good night.
Yep.
Okay,
good night, Mr. Gumbo.
All right, buddy, take care. See you.
And we will see you in Island Dragway this weekend. Don't forget, everybody, Island Dragway. All right, good night. God bless.
Good night.